How come I don't have any money? Well, the same reason you don't have any wallet or any last name. It'll be given back to you. All given back. That's what we want to do. Give you back what's been taken away from you. He said, these shoes don't fit. We depend on donations, but new ones only from stores. Later on, maybe we can measure you. Did you try all the shoes in the carton? Yes, he said. All right, this is the bathroom here on the basement floor. Do it first. And when that's done, really done well, really perfect, then go upstairs. Bring the mop and bucket, and I'll show you the bathroom up there. And then, after that, the bathroom on the third floor. But you got to get permission to go up there to the third floor, because that's where the chicks live. So ask one of the staff first. Never go up there without permission. He slapped him on the back. All right, Bruce? Understand? Oh, okay, Bruce said, mopping. George said, you'll be doing this kind of work, cleaning these bathrooms, until you get so you can do a good job. Doesn't matter what a person does. It's that he gets so he can do it right and be proud of it. Will I ever be like I was again? Bruce asked. What you were brought you here. If you become what you were again, then sooner or later it'd bring you here again. Next time you might not make it here even. Isn't that right? You're lucky you got here. You almost didn't get here. Somebody else drove me here. You're fortunate. The next time they might not. They might dump you on the side of the freeway somewhere and say the hell with it. He continued mopping. The best way is to do the bowls first, then the tub, then the toilets, and the floor last. Okay, he said and put the mop away. There's a certain knack to it. You'll master it. Concentrating, he saw before him cracks in the enamel of the basin. He dribbled cleaner down into the cracks and ran hot water. The steam rose, and he stood within it, unmoving, as the steam grew. He liked the smell.